Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back. This is IMO. It's the show that stands for, in my opinion, I think that makes sense, right? Right? That makes sense? IMO, this is the show where I take news stories from all across the interweb nets, put it on a sheet of paper, share it with you, and then ask your opinion, because I want to know what you think. I do. I do have a number of things I want to talk about today, most important of which I'll get to in a minute, actually. I have got a pointless poll coming up. That's where I poll the audience on a topic that just doesn't matter. It's kind of in the name, but I thought I'd explain it anyway. It's all about CDs and DVDs and whether we like them or not. I was pretty shaken by the news of HMV going into administration around Christmas, so I thought this was a good way to talk about that without making it a main story. I don't know. I've also got a tune of the week on the way from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. It's a bit of a weird name, I know, but I'm sure you're going to like the tune. My top story, of course, is all about the island's very own superhero, the White Knight. We'll be talking a little bit more about why and what he is doing, or she, maybe. That is all coming up, and I want to know what you think about any of the things I talk about today, and you can get in contact with me in a number of ways, as per usual. Primarily, of course, it is through Twitter. The handle is @VectusRadio, and the address is twitter.com/VectusRadio, funnily enough. You can also send me an email. The address is studio@VectusRadio.fm, and if you really, really want to, you can send a text. The number is 60777, and if you start that message with BR6TT, that's B, then an R, then a 6, then a T, then another T, it comes right through to my face. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into today's first story, all about the superiest hero of them all. Welcome to part one of IMO. That, of course, stands for In My Opinion. Now, the first story I wanted to talk about today, it's been everywhere. It's been everywhere locally. It's been literally everywhere. The White Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, the White Knight, everyone. So the island has a superhero now? Apparently we do. You've probably seen all these articles recently about the White Knight, our very own superhero who kind of aims to patrol major island towns reporting crimes. Nobody knows who's underneath the suit, though, but they recently announced this mysterious figure that they'll be appearing on This Morning on ITV at some point over this week, and at the Pop Goes the Culture event at, I think it was at Cowes, at the weekend. Now, so that's something to look forward to, a White Knight on the telly, putting the island on the map. Yes. the White Knight, I'm going to have to address it as this person as the White Knight. It's strange. I keep having to say the name. Anyway, that's by the by. The White Knight says that they are part of the Real Life Superheroes initiative that's grown quite popular in the States. Now, I did a little bit of research here just to figure out what actually this group do and what their kind of aims are, because it's just, to be honest, when I saw the headlines, I kind of chuckled and moved on. But actually, after putting a little bit of more research into it, I really appreciate what the person is doing. So the project started as a kind of photography exhibit of kind of different people in superhero suits. So the aim was to shine a light on amazing individuals who are dressed in superhero suits. Who take very real steps to help other people, like feeding the hungry and very literally cleaning up neighborhoods. And since that first exhibit in the US, it's since grown into a loose community of people who take to the streets to try and help where they can in their communities and raise awareness of simple things we can all do to help make the world a better place. At least that's what I fathom from having a peruse of their website. Ooh, bringing out the fancy words today. Now, as I said, when I first saw the headlines, I did kind of chuckle, thinking this is something that could only happen on the island. However, actually, after putting this research in, I do really appreciate and I love what they're doing. It's amazing. And I really kind of, Yeah, I like what they're trying to do here. I mean, as long as they don't get themselves in danger, I don't see any harm in it. Because it's just nice. I don't really know how else to describe it. It's just nice, and I love it. I love the niceness of this. That's not a word. I'm going to make it a word. Niceness. The niceness of this is off the scale. And, I love it so much. Anyway, the two things I wanted to say on this story before we have a little musical interlude is, firstly, have you seen The White Knight on Patrol? Because I'd love to hear from you if you've seen The White Knight on Patrol. Have you interacted with The White Knight? Do you have any tall tales or interesting anecdotes? I would love to hear what you're thinking. You can get in contact on all the usual ways via social media, text. The number is 60777. Start that message with BR6TT, of course, with the texts. You can also email as well. Address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, we're going to have a brief musical interlude, and to lead us into that, here's Clean Bandit with Baby.
Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It's time, everyone, for the pointless poll. Dun, dun, dun. This is the most pointless, useless, nonsense segment in all of radio. And you have chosen wisely to listen to it. This is where I poll the audience on a topic or question that really just doesn't matter at all. But I ask the question because I think it's kind of interesting, maybe. Slightly, very slightly interesting. So last week, let's announce the results of last week's poll then. Last week, I asked the question, do you like the idea of a virtual reality arcade? And this was because I had university interviews on my mind, because that's what I spent most of last week doing. Thankfully, they went all right. But in a lot of the different places I've been to, I've seen these virtual reality arcades popping up. And I was thinking that the island had loads of traditional arcades way back, so I was thinking maybe the island was a perfect place for a VR arcade. Well, having a look at the results now, people are pretty kind of split, actually. It's quite difficult to say which side has prevailed in this argument, so I guess it will just remain undecided for now. I mean, I do understand. I personally would want the technology because I just find it interesting. But I do also understand why some people might find it a little bit spooky, because I imagine stuff like that can get a little bit addictive. So that's something I guess to bear in mind. There's always like that level of kind of risk with getting a little bit too involved in your favourite game. But anyway, without further ado, let's get into this week's pointless poll. So, this week's topic is all about CDs, DVDs, not MP3, just DVDs, CDs, physical media, to put it shortly. Just before Christmas, HMV announced it was going into administration for the second time. The administrators are trying to keep all the stores open as long as they can while they look for a buyer, and I think I saw earlier today that they might have found someone, or there have been a few people that have expressed interest, so few, because I like HMV, I don't want it to go. So people have pointed to the rise of streaming services like Spotify and like Downloads, iTunes, YouTube, all these streaming online-only services for HMV's downfall. Even though they've kind of seen some increases in their kind of share of the physical music money sales figures, and I imagine that's probably down to the fact that vinyl is suddenly burst back into the sphere of things people want. I mean, personally, I prefer to see something and touch something like a CD or DVD rather than just stream it or download it over the internet. The question today is, what do you think? Are you part of the streaming gang or prefer something real like me? The poll will be going up on our Twitter account. The handle is @VectisRadio, and it will stay there for the entire week. Yes, the entire week. And I will be announcing the results of said poll in next week's show. It's a very interesting one this week. I'd love to hear what you're thinking. I do enjoy this really stupid idea that I had, and I hope you do too. Let's see how many votes we can get next week. The poll will go up shortly.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to the second half of IMO. Of course, that stands for, in my opinion, it's a show where I take random bits of things that I've seen in the news, share them with you, and that it before the break, we were talking about the White Knight, the island's very own superhero. I would love to know if you have seen the White Knight on patrol. I'd love to hear if you've got any stories about that. You can get in contact over social media. And via text, the number 60777 60777, and if you start the message with a B, an R, a 6, and then a double T, it comes right through to my face. How lovely is that? And we do actually have a little bit of time for a bonus story today. And today it's a little bit sad. I'm sorry, it's a bit sad. It's about Ride Queen, the paddle steamer, and I'm afraid it looks like it's the end of the road at this point for restoration efforts, and I'm a bit crestfallen at this point. It's a bit sad. And so I'm bringing this up because a while back on the show, I talked about a crowdfunding campaign online to help buy and restore the rusting paddle steamer, PS Ride. The boat had served 30 years as a cross-Solent ferry, as well as aiding on D-Day and as a minesweeper during the war, before it was, I believe it was a hotel and then a nightclub. Before it kind of ceased to be used. And unfortunately, it was announced last week on Facebook that the team behind the restoration effort revealed a number of collapses over the past few weeks have left the ship in such a state that it couldn't be removed without causing environmental issues. And so they're having to regretfully give up their efforts to improve the to kind of save the boat, which is really sad. They've said that the £5,000 or so, that I think it was a bit more, that was raised via the crowdfunding campaign is going to be diverted to the restoration and work going on a different paddle steamer called Medway Queen. And it's I know this is quite a sad end to a story and a really kind of rubbish way to end the show, to be honest, but I felt like I should share it nonetheless. I mean, one thing that did cross my mind actually is thinking about different things that have kind of gone just before. It made me think of a steam train. I know this is a bit of a weird analogy, a weird comparison, but please bear with. I believe it was like 2009, 10 years ago maybe. I can't remember the date specifically, but there was this specific type of train that didn't exist anymore. So a team came together, they got the original drawings, and they built a completely new replica of this specific type of train. And part of me thinks it would be quite a good idea if maybe if we can't save the original, we can... potentially we will rebuild and maybe club together in the future at some point and create maybe like a replica, because I mean there are people working on a Titanic too. I mean, it figures. I don't know. It's just a thought that crossed my mind. And the thing I was going to say at the end here is, what are your memories of PS The Ride or Ride Queen? However you know it, in whatever form you know it, I'd love to hear what you what your memories are, and so we can toast to the memory of this part of island life. Anyway, it's 6 minutes to seven now. We are rushing up to the news for 7 o'clock, and you have no reason to go anywhere else, because right after that, Marco will be in here with his mod anthems from 7 till 10. And after that, if you're staying up really late, we've got non-stop 80s from 10 to really late. And then in the morning, of course, we have Hello Vectis from 7, and of course, Dom back with The Breakfast Show from 8. So you got no reason to twiddle that tuner thing on your radio. Don't touch it. I'm watching you. Don't touch it. So honestly, don't. Okay? Good. Anyway, at least we've agreed that. To take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here is a track from Sara Larson. It's called Ruin My Life. I'll be back next week with another show. See you then. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7pm on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. I hope to see you there.